Welcome back, or welcome to my podcast. Yep, first episode in a while that's actually an episode. So basically this is more like a rant. I'll be just ranting about Bungo Stray Dogs because I have some complaints. First of all, I want to say the series is really good. If you want to watch it, you should. If it's of course it's your choice, but yeah. Okay, so the first thing I have to rant about is Dead Apple. So you know in like Dead Apple? That one movie? Yeah. So I have the Dead Apple Volume 3 manga. I want to talk about it. They did not... I feel like they should have animated the slap scene. The scene where Chuya slaps Dazai. I feel like that needed to be animated. Like, I don't know. They didn't animate it. They just, I don't really remember what happened in Dead Apple because I didn't really pay attention. I was watching it because I wanted to finish it because I felt bad that I have not watched Dead Apple. Ew, my book is dirty. Yeah, so in like Dead Apple, in the volume 3 of Dead Apple page, what is it? Page, 12, there's a scene where Dazai was like, now come now Chuya, your mind's on the wrong thing. To potential future leaders like ourselves, this means a seat on the board's just been vacated, doesn't it? Then Chuya punches Dazai, then Chuya says, well, that was mean of you, I'm human too, you know? Like, anyone believes that? Just be glad I didn't kill you. I'll do something about that pill, something, you just go ahead and sleep till you're dead. That did not get animated. I feel like it needed to be animated. I remember, I think I only remember from the Dead Apple, from the start, I only really remember the part where Chuya's on a motorcycle and then that's really the main part of the first part of Dead Apple that I actually remember. Chuya's on his motorcycle, then he comes with Dazai for something, and then after that, yeah. Okay, but I want to also ask, why is the Dead Apple plot so confusing? It's either I'm dumb or the plot is really just confusing. Like, I don't understand the Dead Apple plot. I don't understand. I checked TikTok, and it just said it was Sokoku Beast 8, Sokoku Snow White AU, and I want to actually know what's the Dead Apple plot. Does anyone actually know the Dead Apple plot? If you actually do, please tell me. I watched it and I didn't understand. Like, I think the only thing people talk about in Dead Apple is that one lap scene. Okay, another thing I have to talk about is... Why is Volume 22's cover so pretty? I don't know why, I just find it really nice. I love this volume so much. Like, I'm gonna talk about this volume. Like, so basically the one that has, the page that has color is, a panel of Fukuchi and Aya, where like after Fukuchi smashed the locker. No spoiler alert, there'll be a lot of spoilers. I put that in the title. Yeah. Okay, so then the colored one is like Aya, then Bram, then Atsushi, Kunikida, and Ranpo. I want to talk about the cover art. The cover art is absolutely beautiful. On the cover, there's like Nikolai, Dazai, there's a photo of Dazai holding a card of Atsushi, then there's Sigma, then there's Fyodor. I don't know why, but I always love this cover since like the start. Ever since I just started collecting this series, I already love this cover. Next thing. How problematic, how goofy this was. Like, Dazai just randomly fell to the like, they were having a conversation, and then, Fyodor was like, I didn't get an egg. No, wait. So the conversation was, like, them in the mirror talk. So it was basically Fyodor and Dazai had to have a conversation. And then Dazai was like, it seemed like there's a commotion above us. Then Fyodor was like, unlikely. Then Dazai was like, hey, he has no salt. He wants Fyodor to pass him the salt because he has no salt. So then Fyodor threw it over. And after that, Fyodor was like, I didn't get an egg. And then, Dazai looked at the egg and he threw it at Fyodor's place, but it smashed. Then Dazzle was like, he can't stand this room anymore. Then Fyodor was like, why would they serve a raw egg for breakfast? After that, well, they were having some deep conversation, then suddenly Fyodor fell to the ground. Then Dada was like, Dostoevsky? Wait, I'm sorry if I pronounced that really wrongly, but like, yeah. Then he was like, that was quicker. Then suddenly Dada fell to the ground. Then Nikolai and Sigma were like, hahaha, the trick was a huge success. Then after that, Nikolai just talks. Then, the iconic bestie scene, I think, yeah. Wow, my dear friend, I missed you so. In the dub, it's like, what is it? Bestie, I'm so glad you're safe. My heart's about to burst, so I better keep it in. Why am I here? Do you even have to ask? I'm here to murder you. Yep. But Nikolai in the manga is like so nice. I love Nikolai in the manga. Then there's that Bram and Aya scene. Okay, can we talk about how Aya is like amazing? Aya is amazing. Aya is the one who saved the world. Those who say it's Dazai, I don't agree. I think it's Aya. Because without Aya, the vampires would still be under Fukuchi's control. And she needs to take out the sword so then Bram can control the vampires by himself again. So Aya go and tie a 30 kg table and then jump down. And also Sigma being the only sane person in the mirror assault. Okay, what else do I have? So then Dazai was like, I choose you, Sigma. Then they started dancing in the mirror assault. And what else? Then Techo and Kenji's fight. Basically the whole fight was just Juno missing for a while, and then Techo went up to Kenji and started fighting a 14-year-old because he thought Kenji took Juno. Then Kenji was like, I can help you if you want. Then he said, that would be a help. Then he's like, oh, never mind. Then he starts attacking Kenji. Okay. Now for volume, let me see what volumes I like. I have like the 1, 2, 23, because that's all the English ones. This one is iconic. This one is the corruption one, I think. Is it corruption? No, it's not corruption, but the cover is very pretty. It's also one of the thicker ones. Compared to the other manga, this one is really thick. Not sure why, but okay. The cover is very pretty. Chuya's on it. There's Akutagawa. There's Ranpo, there's Atsushi, there's Fukuzawa, there's the name that I'm not gonna mention. There's Kyoka. This one is basically where like Daza and Akutagawa first meet. And then after that, Chuya from Bungo to Alchemist, the Hitch show said, what kind of dumb person gets sucked into a book? Then Chuya from Bungo Stray Dogs, the hit show, proceeds to get sucked into Poe's novel. Then Poe is like, wait, where is that scene? I need to read out that scene from Poe. Oh yeah, there's Chuya playing the violin in this volume as well. Hold on, I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. I'll find it eventually. Do you want to have a fight with gravity? Chuya said that. Then after that, it's like, Chuya charged at Ranpo because Ranpo insulted Chuya. Then he got absorbed into the novel. Then Po is like, Ranpo-kun said he wanted a challenge, so he happily wrote that. And he went off and skillfully made use of it. But given a full novel of murderers, it ought to take a few days, even for Ranpo-kun to escape, let alone a mafia executive. Unless they both die in the process, which would be a glorious victory for me. But what if Ranpo-kun really dies? I love Poe. Okay, which one is the corruption volume? I forgot which one of it is the corruption volume. It's definitely one of the... Is it 13?
So it definitely has to do with the guild. I only remember it has to do with the guild. Hold on, I'm loading the icon. Okay, wait, where is that? No, it's not volume 7. I think it's volume 8. Okay, I'll check.
Volume 8? Yep, it's the corruption one. Okay, time to talk about it. So basically, this volume 8 has like, meeting, the port mafia meeting, then the guild things, the guild corruption fight, and then the Yosano Ranpo novel thing. Poe's first appearance. Then there's Lovecraft. Then there's Sokoku. Then there's Mark Twain. I don't know, I just had to say there's Mark Twain. Then the chapter 31, called Double Black, is just Dazai and Chuya. They first start out with Q with them. After that, they start fighting Lovecraft, and then Dazai's like, that's impossible, let's just give up and die. Because there's only one thing left that we can do. How about corruption? The two of us were labeled Double Black since the day we used corruption to raise the buildings of a rival organization to the ground in a single night. But if I'm unable to provide support in time, you'll die, Chuya. The choice is up to you. Then Chuya's like, up to me, huh? You always say that every time when there's no other choice. Then he proceeds to do it. Yep. Then Dazai and John Steinbeck have some convo. After that, Dazai stops Chuya from crashing. Then Chuya's like, Dazai, yeah, swear word, you were supposed to stop me when I was done. Then Dazai's like, I wouldn't stop you earlier, but you look like you were having fun. Then he's like, I trusted you and used corruption. So make sure I get back to base in one piece. You can count on me, partner. He proceeds to leave Chuya on the floor. Then Edgar Allan Poe. Welcome, Ranpo-kun. Something are the same in both lines. Fill them in and enter the room. This line is 6 words long. This line is not 6 words long. Then it's just Poe sucking them into a novel. Then Ranpo is like, oh, I don't have my glasses. How do I do it? After, like, in a bit, he comes out while Poe is, like, laughing. Then Poe, like, who's the murderer? How did you come out so fast? Then Rumpel's like, it was I. Okay, what else do I have? Then Edgar Allan Poe. Then there's a clip of, of Akutagawa and Atsushi. So Akutagawa's like, we are tiger. Then Atsushi's like, Akutagawa?
Yes.
Okay, I liked Volume 7 for some reason. It was quite nice. It was basically the Q thing. Wait, was it the Q thing? Or was it a different volume? Yep, it was the Q thing. It was Volume 7 and 6 of the Q thing. You know, like the Q and the other characters. Okay, now for the 15 novel. I'm gonna talk about this one. I love the 15 novel. I'm not done with it, but the cover is just beautiful. One of the best covers I've ever seen. I want Stormbringer, but I cannot find it anywhere, so I'm trying to find it. Okay. Basically, on the cover, there's like Bone Stray Dogs, Dalai Chuya age 15, and the name Kafka Asagiri's name, then the illustration by Sango Harukawa. Then after that, there's Rimbad or Rando. If you watched only the anime version, you might have never figured out his name was actually Rimbad. All the characters are based on authors, by the way. Then there's Chuya, then there's Dazai, when they were 15. I have a bookmark here. This is Rimlane page. It's 109 to 110. I don't know why, I just felt like writing that out. I didn't destroy a book, by the way. So basically, there's like a line where it's like, Rimba was like, Yes, my spy partner who snuck into the facility with me was also my dearest friend. His name was Paul Verlaine, another skill user who overcame many dangers. Rondo explains, what happened to him? Did he die in the explosion or is he alive somewhere? Is that the sole thing? I cannot remember. Therefore, I need your memories, Chuya. But if I try to interrogate you while you're still alive, the same thing that occurred 8 years ago will happen again. You must die so that I can absorb your dead body and learn what became of my friend, so that I can fill in those missing 8 years, so that I can save him. I see. So it's all for your partner, Dada said listlessly, betraying the mafia, spreading rumors about the old boss resurrection. This fight we're in now, it's kind of hard to believe, to be honest. Then, maybe for a slime ball like you it is, Chia scoffed. He looked at Rondo. Throwing everything away for your friend is a perfectly respectful reason to risk your life, if you ask me. What more could you ask for in an opponent? No, I accidentally took out my bookmark. Anyways, yeah. Gotta talk about that. Then the cover is in like the first page. It's basically the Chuya and Dada at the arcade, followed by Rondo talking to Rimba, talking to Dada and Chuya. The center of the blast wasn't the previous boss. At the center of the blast wasn't the previous boss. It was a beast, a pitch black beast. It didn't bear the slightest resemblance. It wasn't even human. Then the next page has Mori. Kind of put a photo over him, yeah. Anyways, that's all for my rant. Wait, I need to rant. The Beast AU. I need to talk about it. So I don't have the book, but I didn't read it yet. I haven't finished it, but like, I might buy the light novel. If I do, I will talk more about it. But I heard that in the end, Dazai dies, and then Chuya becomes the leader of the Port Mafia in the Beast AU. Then after that, Chuya goes on a rampage in the city because of Dazai's death. Dazai, you gave Akutagawa and Odasaku a good life as in the detective agency. But then what about Chuya? What about Chuya? What are you doing? Anyway, that's all I can talk about. Also, I will be doing a Q&A, so you can ask some questions in the comment section, or if you want to like comment on anything. But please try, if you can, ask some questions. I actually don't know what to do, so I really would like to do a Q&A. Someone requested I do rating avatars, so feel free to send me username if you want me to rate it. I don't really know if I will actually do it because I don't want to accidentally offend someone. But yeah, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening and hope you have a great day or night. See you next time. Goodbye.